The legal battle over McDonald's infamously broken ice cream machines takes another twist. By Lucas Nolan on November 27, 2021. 6 months ago, a startup called Kitsu Taylor, the manufacturer of McDonald's infamously broken ice cream machines. According to updates made to Kitsch's legal complaint, Taylor attempted to copy a repair device made by the company to help the McDonald's ice cream flow, sabotaging Kitsch's business in the process. Wired reports in its latest update in the ongoing McDonald's ice cream machine debacle that legal complaints are mounting against the manufacturer of McDonald's ice cream machines, Taylor. 6 months ago, a startup called Kitsu Taylor, as the startup had sold a small device for years that hacks Taylor's ice cream machines, allowing McDonald's franchise owners to diagnose and fix their issues rather than wait on a Taylor-approved technician to fix the machine. Now, Kitsch is alleging that Taylor attempted to copy the startup's device and sabotage its business. Breitbart News reported in September that the FTC launched an investigation into Taylor and the issues with McDonald's ice cream machines. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has carried out an inquiry into the McDonald's broken ice cream machines. The inquiry seeks to discover if Taylor Commercial Food Service LLC, the manufacturer of the machines, has engaged in practices that hinder McDonald's owners' abilities to fix machines themselves or seek repairs from a third party. The Wall Street Journal and Daily Wire have reported that the ice cream machines require a great deal of maintenance, which includes an automated heat cleaning cycle that can last up to 4 hours to destroy bacteria on a nightly basis. According to owners, in the instance that a cleaning cycle fails, the machine requires maintenance from a repair technician before the franchise can again serve ice cream. As it stands, the machines must be repaired by Taylor Commercial Food Service LLC or a third-party repair company that has been authorized by Taylor Commercial Food Service. As the company's warning display system is complex, a manual is required to decipher the codes relayed by a faulty machine. Another company, Kitsch Incorporated, developed a more user-friendly and accessible warning system for the Taylor machines, but Kitsch Incorporated has received a significant amount of pushback from Taylor. In the discovery phase of Kitsch's lawsuit against Taylor, filed in May, Taylor was compelled to file more than 800 pages of internal emails and presentations that mention its approach to Kitsch. According to Kitsch, these appear to show that despite Taylor's previous claims, the company did aim to copy the features of the device developed by the startup. Discussing the latest developments of Kitsch's lawsuit against Taylor, Wired writes. McDonald's responded to Kitsch's growing sales by sending out a memo in the fall of 2020 to all franchisees warning them not to use the device, stating that it posed a physical safety risk, voided the Taylor machine's warranties, and accessed its proprietary data. The memo recommended upgrading to a new, internet-connected device called the Taylor Shake Sunday Connectivity. Even now, that next-generation machine has yet to hit the market beyond a limited test. Kitsch describes the McDonald's message as defamatory, claiming it destroyed the business and left franchisees without a fix for their constantly borked ice cream machines. Kitsch responded by suing Taylor in May, as well as a Taylor distributor called TFG and a McDonald's franchisee named Tyler Gamble, who had allegedly given Taylor and TFG access to Kitsch's device. The lawsuit claimed that by doing so, Gamble had breached Kitsch's contract, and that Taylor had misappropriated its trade secrets. Kitsch's co-founders told Wired last spring that they believe Taylor had gone so far as to hire a private investigator firm to try to surreptitiously buy a Kitsch device in an effort to analyze and copy it. Now the discovery documents from Kitsch's lawsuit seem to confirm Taylor's specific attempts to replicate Kitsch's features, contradicting a statement it sent to Wired in March that claimed that Taylor has not imitated Kitsch's device and would have no desire to do so. They show that in a May 2019 email, Taylor Vice President of Engineering Jim Menard, since promoted to Chief Operating Officer, asked another Taylor staffer to please buy a Kitsch kit and provide me a written evaluation on the hardware and software. Menard added in the email, "Seems we might be missing something in our approach to our connected equipment." Read more at Wired Magazine here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.